Letter number 1658. This is in volume 6 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, it's dated Chav Gimel Sivan, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn Shalom of Racha. The Rebbe said, it's with pleasantness that I received your letter of the 17th of Sivan. The Rebbe says, although the contents is not from the category that brings me or that causes pleasantness, because you're complaining about your health, the situation of your health, but just the fact that I received a letter after you have been silent for so long has been very pleasant to me. I'm hopeful that very soon also the contents of your letter will be rejoicing as far as your health physically and also your health spiritually. And as it's known, the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara on a Jew. And that includes yourself as well. Can't say bad about yourself either. And it's also known, the explanation of the codifiers, the different languages, Lashon Hara and Motzi Shemra. Lashon Hara, that Motzi Shemra means somebody who says something a lie about you. He makes you a bad name by lying about you. As opposed to when you say Lashon Hara, means even if you say the truth, and yet we know that saying Lashon Hara hurts, and as our rabbis tell us, it hurts the three people, both the speaker, the listener, and the one who's spoken about. So what is it? Why is that? So the Rebbe explains, so how does speaking about it make any difference? If it's true, so how does it make any difference? So the Rebbe explains, how does he hurt him? So the Rebbe is saying, we find, usually there was a prophecy in the prophets. We find when a prophet would have a prophecy, he wouldn't just have the prophecy. He would do a certain act physically that represented the prophecy that it's going to come. That way, by doing an act, he sort of sustained and made sure that that prophecy is going to take place, since it's already come down in an action. There was something there. There was some physical action. So it means that when you take even a prophecy and you make it into action, that helps to make sure that that prophecy will come as well. Also, there was also a tradition by the great scholars of Israel, when they had like a novel idea in Torah, they would speak it out. And he explained the reason is because you want to take that idea to bring it into this low world, into this world, by speaking about it. So to give it sort of a physical, more of a tangible, relax, it's just the world of ideas. That way it comes down into something, into a speech. So the Rebbe says this is also the problem with Lashon Hara, even if it's true. Because when you bring it down openly into the world of speech, it has more dominance, as opposed to if it would have just been hidden. So when a person, you say something, oh, he did something bad, by saying that, you're bringing it out into the world, and therefore also the results, if it wasn't spoken about, maybe it wouldn't happen so fast, as opposed to when you speak about the person's Lashon Hara about him and you say bad about it. I hope, the Rebbe says, that by the time you receive this letter, you would have an opportunity to impact a little bit with your neighbors in the hospital, and should be able to give good news also about this, with blessings for a speedy recovery and proper health. Also, the Rebbe says at the end, I did receive your letter from the 22nd day of this month, L'Chodesh Zeh, and Chuas Chen, thank you for the Besuras Tovus, for the good news from your health. And B'chol HaMoisim Chulu, the more you add, the more you will be added to. So the Rebbe is thanking him for notifying and wishing him all well. So, one thing we hear is that you can't say bad even about yourself, and don't bring it out. Even if there's something negative, don't bring it out to the open, because bringing it out in the open, it actually might be might be a problem as well.